Well, I think we're not happy as Christians often because our expectations of life are skewed. We believe the message that's out there that if you really follow Jesus, all will be well, health and wealth gospel, God will watch over you, God becomes almost like a personal genie to you to fulfill your wishes, which are referred to as prayers, and whatever you pray for, you're going to get, and all you got to do is have enough faith, and then pretty soon, it's not faith in God, it's faith in your faith, and it's convincing yourself and repeating certain slogans and using scripture as if it was a mantra rather than the revealed word of God. So I think expectations is part of it, whereas biblically our worldview is ultimately very optimistic. It doesn't view the glass as half empty. It views it as half full, but with the promise that one day it will be fully full and, in fact, overflowing for all eternity. Now, that is very optimistic, but you've got to realize, you've got to recognize that glass which is half full is indeed half empty. And the reason it's half empty is because of the fall. It's because of sin. It's because of the curse. And so I think the reason why a lot of people aren't happy is because they have unrealistic expectations. And then it's compounded in the church, the body of Christ, because we've actually been told we're not supposed to be happy. That the world has this thing called happiness, you know, and it's shallow, it's superficial, it's what you have at a ball game and at a barbecue and when your circumstances are going well for you. But we Christians, you know, we're supposedly called to this thing called joy. And in fact, we are called to joy, but we define it differently than the Bible shows it to mean. Because we think of joy as something unemotional, something somehow positional, transcendent, and so we go, all right, well, I may be a fairly miserable, unhappy, critical person who just barely tolerates my neighbors, if that, and I might be the first to complain. I'm not a grateful person, but, you know, deep down inside, I have the joy of Jesus in my heart. Well, you know what? Joy, if you have joy deep down inside, it's going to make its way to your face. And people are going to see that there really is something to this. This joy has to have some form of happiness, gladness, delight, merriment. If it doesn't, people aren't going to see the happiness of God, the appeal of Jesus Christ, and what Scripture calls the good news of happiness. It literally calls the gospel that in Isaiah 52, verse 7, in the ESV and the NASB, two of the most literal translations.